No wonder my happy heart sings. Boom. In other words, hi everybody. Welcome to episode 88 of the Run Selfie Repeat podcast, where we talk about life with a side of running. My name is Kelly Roberts, and I am the horse of this horse. I'm the horse. What? I was just about to say I'm the host of this horse and pony show, and I just, yeah. All right, where do we go from here? I am coming to you live in from where it all began, where this podcast was born, from my parents' garage. Yeah, back in my parents' garage. It just feels right, you know? Anyways, let's go straight to my favorite part, where I tell you about the sponsor of this episode of my favorite website. What is wrong with me? You guys, wow, so much is going on. All right, we're circling back. We're here. I'm present. It's happening. Squarespace. Let's talk about my favorite website hosting platform in the whole world. True story. When I went viral, I was told to get a blog on its feet within the next day. And when I got started, it was on a different platform. I hated it. It was so confusing. And I told my sister that there was like no way I could run a website. It was too intimidating. It was too hard. I didn't get it. I was frustrated. I was intimidated. It was just too confusing. And she told me to forget what I was using and to use Squarespace instead. 4 years later, blogging is my full-time job, and I never would have found my voice had I not have switched and created my website and now podcast on Squarespace. That is a true story. I seriously effing love Squarespace, and they're not going to like the story that I just told, but I'd be lost without Squarespace. I'd be absolutely doomed without it. And not just lost or doomed, but silent. Our stories and our journeys have so much value. Share yours. Take a chance on yourself and start your own blog, my friends. It's incredible. I know it's terrifying, but there's so much power in leaning into the struggle, like I'm about to talk about. So use offer code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, for 10% off your purchase of a personal domain address and website. Squarespace. Say that 3 times fast. They're the best. Use offer code Kelly. Do it. And then email me when you do, yes? Okay. All right. So here's what I want to talk about. A few days ago, I was sitting in a meeting with a bunch of dudes talking about the content I produce and my voice in the running world. And it started funny enough. I was using my canon of jokes I've acquired to diffuse awkward situations when men kind of knock around what I do. It's my way of not only fighting back, but doing it in a way that makes everybody laugh so that no one gets their feelings hurt. It's insane to me that I still find myself in situations where I'm asked to explain why they asked me to take a meeting with them. But you know, kill them with humor, right? It always works. Then they laugh and you can see it on their faces the moment they realize that they're kind of a dick. But anyways, sorry, off topic. Okay, normally I crack my jokes. They respond predictably. And we get down to business once they realize that I don't just know what I'm doing, but I have a pretty firm grasp on like strategy, sales, and storytelling. The thing that they brought me in to hire me to do, right? Crazy. But something different happened in this meeting. So after a few jokes, one of the dudes, he kept continuing to press me on why he didn't understand the value in, for lack of a better word, mediocrity, or being average, as he called it. And it's always really frustrating hearing people in the industry struggle to understand that not everyone who chooses to show up or challenge themselves to show up to a starting line, that they don't just struggle, but struggle a hell of a lot more than others. And they're working their asses off to be what they think is like mediocre or average. And so I was telling him, I'm like, I don't run because I'm good at it. I don't continue to try to like qualify for the Boston Marathon because it's something that feels fun or that feels doable or feels manageable or easy. And he challenged me on it. He would not give up. He was like, why would you do something that you don't enjoy? And I was like, you're not listening. Like, it's not about enjoying the journey. That's a component of it. But for me, I struggle to commit to things that I'm not innately good at. It's so much easier to be a big fish in a small pond. It's safer. And it's why I struggle with failure. At least it is before I started running. It's really hard to fail when you know you're really good at what you do, right? And so I was trying to relate the two and tried to explain to him that, like, running, I'm not good at running. And so it helps me challenge all that. And he still didn't get it. So I went even further. I used theater and my history with it as an example. I told him that, you know, like, I'm really comfortable on stage. I love acting and the art behind it. I love storytelling. When I went to college to study theater, I had 12 or so years on stage playing and playing with text under my belt. And then I spent the following 4 years eating and sleeping and breathing the art of performance in theater. Not only did I go into it knowing that I was confident in my abilities, but working really hard didn't feel difficult. It was second nature to me. And learning different acting techniques, like, it wasn't hard for me. I worked hard, but it wasn't hard. I didn't just have, like, a yes attitude, but I took to it easier than my classmates did. Like, I saw that. I had endured a tragedy and was an open book. I saw life differently. I approached text differently. I had a maturity. And I was desperate to find meaning and humanity through theater. It was just, I'm innately good at it. I am very good at storytelling and I work my ass off to be even better. Right? Like, I worked hard, yes, and it was not easy, but I never once felt like I was struggling. Even when I was new at something and trying something new, there wasn't a doubt in my mind that I would ever, like, not be able to master it or excel. When I graduated and went into the real world, like, that's a different story. And with running, everything is a struggle. I've been doing this for 4 years. I have 8 marathons under my belt. And I'm still struggling. I am not a very good runner. I am not innately good at running. I am not just born a great runner. There are people out there who are, and that's great, but I'm not one of them. I struggle a lot more than the athletes I hang out and fight to keep up with. I have to work a hell of a lot harder to be half as good as a lot of them. That's not me knocking myself. That's just the way it is. I'm not an innately good runner. Hard work pays off. And it's why I like putting in the work, and that's why I love running, because you have a plan, and you know what you're doing to an extent, and you can feel it. You can feel yourself chasing doubt. You can feel yourself running from doubt. You can feel yourself being intimidated by these predefined limits and fear, and a fear of failure, and the stakes are high, and everything is hard. It's a constant struggle. You're constantly suffering, and you're constantly trying to learn how to motivate and inspire yourself. Like, that, to me, that's why I do it. But my point is, running is a way for me to remind myself that I cannot play it safe and avoid doing things that I'm not good at. I can't just do the things that come naturally, because even though there's growth within that world, it's not the same as the growth that comes from the humble fight of a struggle. Granted, this isn't the only reason why I run, and it's not the only reason why I'm so passionate about running, but it's definitely one of the huge motivators behind me continuing to set and chase impossible goals in the running world, right? I've found that huge growth comes in both my confidence and outlook. They come from a struggle. There's something to be said for having the courage to not only go for something, but be honest with yourself about the journey. You know that saying anything worth doing isn't going to be easy. I totally see truth in it and relate to it, but I think it oversimplifies a really complex dynamic, right? Anything worth doing isn't going to be easy. Very true. But there's a difference between something being challenging when you're innately good at it and the challenge that accompanies applying yourself towards something that isn't just a struggle, but something that seems impossible. I've experienced it. It doesn't mean you don't work as hard when you're innately good or naturally good at something, but the challenge is absolutely different. The suffering feels less all-encompassing when you're good at something. And if I'm being totally honest, the gratification is a little different. Success, when it's expected, it isn't, I don't want to say earned, because that is not true. It's just, it's not surprising, right? You're not proving yourself wrong, which I think can be a really huge game changer. It is for me. I like surprising myself and proving myself wrong when I doubt myself, right? Right now, that's what drives me and gets me up in the morning. And it that challenge is so helpful and beneficial to me in so many different aspects of my life. I think the risks that are involved when I chase these impossible goals are so huge. And I know for some people, setting an impossible goal is like shooting yourself in the foot. And because you think you can't do it, and that gives you an out. But for me, I set these goals and then I do everything I can to get to a place where, you know, I actually start to think it might be possible. That's what motivates me. That risk fuels me, right? I'm not saying it's impossible, so I'm not going to try. I'm saying it's impossible and I have to try. That's why I keep saying chase impossible goals. It's almost like everyone's packaging the same idea in different ways. So whatever clicks for you, I'm snapping. Go do that. It's not about staying away from the things that you're really good at. That's not what I'm saying. It's not about lowering your standards and expectations on success or what's possible. It's just about leaning into the struggle and learning to face off with the suffering that accompanies a struggle. What's funny is after I told this guy all of this, like that's pretty much the motivational speech that I went off on the tangent. It was a little bit messier, but I really did try every which way to make him understand why I don't believe that we were defining average and mediocrity in the same way. He was like, agree to disagree. And honestly, I was just wanted to shake him. I was like, rah! But I get it. He doesn't understand because, as he half-heartedly admitted, he's always been a really good runner, but he thinks that because he works really hard and he's innately good at it, everyone should work really hard and still be able to perform the same way. Freudian slip? I'm not sure. What? Cool. You know what I mean? It's just, that's not how it works. That's not what matters. More importantly, your personal best is your personal best. Regardless of what that means or however quote-unquote mediocre or average your personal best is, if you fight for it, that's magnificent. That is not average or mediocre. That is stellar. It's impressive. It's incredible, right? I don't care if your personal best is 5 hours and 30 minutes in a marathon, or if your personal best is 2 hours and 30 minutes in a marathon. As long as you fought for it and did the work and believed in yourself and fought through the doubts and insecurities and fears and the days where you didn't want to get out there, that's what matters, right? Everyone's personal best is personal. Did that make sense? Did this episode make sense? I feel like I took a turn somewhere and just really started hammering down on a point that I didn't set out to make. That dudes are the worst. No. I'm just kidding. Oh, sometimes the athletic world just makes me want to bang my head against the wall. And if I honestly, like, if I have to toe to toe, if I have to face off with another person who dares to call someone average or mediocre, I just want to just reach their hope and just, oh, it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts. The audacity of some people. Why? I guess that's why it's so important. Wow. I'm a mess today. That's why it's so important that our voices and stories are heard, right? Because no one's going to tell them unless we demand to be heard. And until we do that, we're always giving power to these people who will continue to define us as average or mediocre, because that's not what we are. We're friggin' badass, right? All right, I think that's a good place to end before I go off on another tangent full of words that aren't words. Hey, speaking of stories, you have one. It should be heard. Start a blog or take that idea for an e-commerce business or whatever idea you've been sitting on and make it a reality. Make your next move. Take your leap of faith by starting your own website on Squarespace. Squarespace is the website hosting platform that helped this tech intimidated dummy find her voice and build a website without pulling all of her hair out. I don't know why I'm talking about myself in the third person, but there it is. Anyways, use offer code Kelly and save 10% on your purchase of your own personal domain address and website. You know, like your own personal domain address, like notmediocre.com or You may think this is average, but suck it, dude.com. Squarespace, it's the best. And they have the best customer service. They're available 24/7 and they are so damn helpful and kind. Like, it's very hard to find customer service that's kind, and they are always so kind. So use offer code Kelly, do it, be heard, believe in yourself. And one last thing, if you're enjoying the podcast, me and my mumbly words and all, will you do me a favor? Will you go give it 5 stars in iTunes and write a little review? It helps people find this podcast, and share it too. If you know someone who might benefit from it, let them know about it. Share it. Share it on social. Share it on Facebook. Share it in person. Tell the Starbucks people that you see in the morning. You know, I don't know. Tell everyone. Ah, I love this podcast, and doing it makes a big difference in my life. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your kind emails. I read them all. All right, let's end there. Wow, I'm just going off on all the tangents today. Maybe it's being back in this garage. It just like brings back memories of tangents, because I don't really go on tangents anymore. All right, you know what to do. Go out there, kick ass, and take names. Yes? Awesome. Goodbye. What a weird way to say goodbye. All right, bye.